KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. Authorities say the three people aboard an Alaska State Trooper helicopter that crashed as it returned are feared dead. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the aircraft was carrying a state trooper, a pilot for the troopers, and a rescued snowmobiler when it went down Saturday night. She says the crash site was spotted Sunday and no survivors have been found. She says that though the three are feared dead, their deaths haven't been confirmed. Wreckage of the helicopter burned, but Peter said it was not known how the fire started or how long it lasted. The trooper helicopter was on a mission to pick up a snowmobiler stranded near Larson Lake, 7 miles east of Talkeetna in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. Trans-Alaska pipeline officials will study whether less water in crude oil carried by the pipeline will improve its performance. Alaska Pipeline Service Company President Tom Barrett says that engineers are planning an 18-month study of cutting water content to help with issues of declining flow. North Slope oil production is in a 25-year decline. Less crude in the pipeline has meant more operating problems, including corrosion, in part because the temperature inside declines with less oil. A barrel of oil in 1988 took 4 days to travel from the North Slope to Valdez. Now it takes 18 days. Barrett says, at these low temperatures, the oil's water content results in slushy oil that likely causes a disproportionate amount of corrosion. Last Thursday, the Alaska State Senate passed its operating budget, and it's slightly smaller than the one proposed by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell hopes to see more budgets like that in the future. He's proposed a 5-year commitment to keep state general fund spending at $6.8 billion. Combined with his oil tax plan, the proposal could mean a combination of belt-tightening measures and big withdrawals from Alaska's savings accounts. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports, highways, libraries, port projects, Alaska got plenty of these things over the past few years. Since 2008, the state has spent $7 billion on capital projects. Thanks to a major injection of oil revenue, the legislature was also able to pad its savings all the while. That's about to change.
It's going down. We're going to be drawing from reserves.
Karen Rayfield is the director of the Office of Management and Budget. She's been part of the team working on a fiscal plan intended to stop the growth of state spending and then ultimately bring it down. That plan is in response to forecasts that show revenue declining as less oil comes through the Trans-Alaska pipeline. But even if they meet the governor's $6.8 billion target, the state may have to draw $61 million from its saving reserves this year, according to the state's Legislative Finance Division. That's a base number that doesn't factor in the costs of new legislation or projects that the legislature would like to see. Complicating matters is the governor's oil tax proposal. If that overhaul passes, Legislative Finance anticipates that the draw from reserves will be closer to $1 billion. Rayfield says that's something that the administration is prepared for and would like to see offset down the road.
You know, the hope is that we would get a bill to pass and then we will see some production increases, and that's the whole point. But we know that we have to plan for and manage the use of reserves here, at least in the short term.
With the state already obligated to cover many operating costs like retirement payouts, the place in the budget that's easiest to cut is the capital side.
Certainly, I think we're going to see much smaller capital budgets, but I think if you go back in our history, we've had very small capital budgets. In the 90s, we were barely covering what we needed to just capture federal highways funds.
That could have some unintended consequences, though. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman was co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee for 6 years, and he managed an aggressive increase in capital spending during his tenure. He credits that with creating jobs in Alaska while the rest of the country was facing a financial crisis.
Alaska weathered the economic storm very well. In fact, if you looked at the data, you'd hardly even see there was an economic recession in Alaska at all. Yet there was mass unemployment and foreclosures in the southern 48.
Stedman says that capital spending could be dialed back now that the national economy is improving, but a major drawdown in capital spending could still have ripple effects on the state's economy. Stedman, a critic of the governor's tax plan, also says he doesn't see the trade-off between lower oil taxes and a larger capital budget as being appropriate.
The public will understand budgetary constraints when they're needed. They do it in their homes, they do it at City Hall, we'll do it at the state. But if you give up substantial revenue that is not warranted, it's going to be a very hard sell.
Today, the Senate will be taking public testimony on the capital budget, while the House will hear comments on the oil tax proposal. Alaska health officials are making a push to link HIV-infected state residents to follow-up care with their doctors. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has awarded Alaska a three-year, $420,000 grant to encourage ongoing care. The state estimates that there are 622 Alaskans who have tested positive for HIV, but only 54% are in medical care. Susan Jones of the Alaska Department of Social Services says the grant will be used to identify HIV-positive Alaskans and reintroduce them to medical care. Jones says new treatments increase the chance of making a patient virally repressed. That lessens the chances that the virus will be spread to others. A handful of Alaska's educators and politicians, including Governor Sean Parnell, have thrown their weight behind a digital learning initiative that would put a tablet computer in the hands of every public school student. It's part of a push for digital learning initiatives as a way to improve the classroom experience, better engage students, and help teachers become better instructors. If all goes according to plan, the initiative would be rolled out over 4 years at a cost of around $15.5 million. But it's already suffered a setback. The House has eliminated most of a nearly $6 million request from Parnell to get the program rolling. The Senate has proposed providing about $5 million for digital learning tools, but the issue will likely be settled in a conference committee. The price of gold in New York has risen 10 cents, trading at $1,598.70. An ounce of silver has fallen 36 cents, trading at $28.04, and a pound of zinc is at 84 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome this morning at 9:04. It's expected to depart at 9:49. Unofficially 10 above outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.